Susan, let's start with yesterday's ruling. The judge in this case, this is U.S. District Court Judge David Lawson, had already issued a preliminary injunction against the law. What did he base his final ruling on?
Well, he ruled that the law banning partner benefits was unconstitutional, and he used some very strong language that, you know, the justification for this law was just animus towards gay people, and that was not justifiable in his estimation.
You know, Ken, if I remember correctly, when this law was enacted, it was presented as sort of a cost savings measure for the state. Do you think this is the last we'll hear about this, or might we see the legislature try to figure out a workaround?
I think that's really hard to say, because at the same time, you have Republicans in the state house introducing bills that arguably would seek to extend equal protection.
Well, speaking about that bill that was introduced in the state house yesterday, it isn't getting support from Democrats or LGBT activists because it doesn't include protections for transgender people. There's also concern about the possible addition of an exemption to the law based on sincerely held religious beliefs. And Ken, you've said before that this is a difficult issue for Republicans to deal with. So do you think this bill, or really any version of this bill, has the possibility of getting through the legislature?
I think Republicans are trying to thread a needle that can't be threaded here. They're trying to say, look, everybody deserves basic civil rights, regardless of who you are, regardless of your sexual orientation. Civil rights like hiring and firing, no discrimination in housing, you can't be refused service at a restaurant. Basic civil rights. They want to say that everybody deserves those, but at the same time, they want to preserve the right of an individual to behave in such a way that their religion dictates, and there will be conflicts. And I just don't think that needle can be threaded.
Susan, what's your take on this? Because it seems like this is a bill that would require Democratic support, since there is a bit of a schism in the Republican Party, to get through the legislature. Do you think Democrats will go for what they can get, or that they'll draw a hard line in the sand?
Well, the House Democrats sent out a very strong message yesterday that they will not support legislation that excludes the transgender community when there is not that protection under gender identity. And that's been a national strategy. This is not exclusive to Michigan. This is what the LGBT community has pushed for all across the country. So to go back on that principle now, I think would be problematic and would explain Democrats' hesitancy. And it poses a very basic philosophical question. Whose rights should be protected, and why should some rights be protected and not others? And that's a very difficult question to answer.
Ultimately, we know that in the last election, the legislature picked up more of a majority. And Susan, you've indicated that that majority has shifted more conservative. So if this bill doesn't pass in this lame duck session, has that window closed when we start the next session in January?
I think it will be more difficult. You have more conservative leadership coming in with Kevin Cotter as the new Speaker of the House. He's from Mount Pleasant. Arlen Meekhoff is the new Senate Majority Leader from Western Michigan. Both of them are more conservative than their predecessors, and there is a very strong Tea Party contingent coming into the House with Gary Glenn, who is perhaps Michigan's most well-known anti-gay activist.
I think this is going to have to be resolved on the ballot. I don't think Republicans in the next few weeks in lame duck can, as I say, thread the needle successfully. And I think Susan's right. I think come January, the new legislature, the new Republican majority is not going to have an appetite for this. And that means it gets resolved by the citizens of Michigan at the ballot box.
Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.